Hey guys, Yes Fit Fam, welcome to another podcast episode here straight to you. I'm Chris, and today we're going to be talking about what to do when your weight loss has plateaued. And I know a lot of you guys have gotten into it, especially folks that have been in fitness for quite a while, doing a lot of fitness activities. I know you guys get right into it, get to a point where you're not seeing results after a period of time. And we're here today to talk to you about it. So no matter who you are, like I said, your weight loss journey will always come with a bit of struggles. Mine does, and I'm here today to share with you some of those struggles. Some of them are including this weight loss plateau. So what is it? Well, it's a temporary amount of time, whether that's a few weeks to a few months. So, and for some folks, maybe a year or two or longer. So you need to be watching out when that does happen. But we're here to make sure that when you go into this exercise plateau, what are the steps, things that you can do to possibly combat it and to make sure that you're not in plateau for too long? And not necessarily is plateau a bad thing. It's a good sign of where you are in your fitness journey. So in spite of maintaining the practices that you are doing in your fitnesses, you may end up in a plateau. And that's okay. There are ways that you can jump it and ways that you can mitigate it and make sure that the plateau doesn't take too long. And we'll get right into it right now. So a lot of valuable information in this with weight loss plateau. The first one is an easy one that you can do, changing up your exercises. And I think that's something that a lot of folks can do right away, whether you're a bodybuilder, or whether you are in yoga, or you're doing CrossFit, or you're doing a functional training fitness program, working out at home, doing one of our Yes Fit programs. Eventually, some of times getting into the goal, you are going to get in a weight loss plateau. So change up your exercises. Even bodybuilders, folks that like your Arnold Schwarzeneggers and folks that are out there doing the big bodybuilding competitions, they're going to plateau. They're always changing up the routine. They're adding in cross-training exercises in their routines. Now, you see this all the time to break up the monotony, also keeping your mind in check while you're doing your workout, keeping your goal in mind. But at the same time, you're mixing it up a little bit. Now, you can't just stick with one format for a considerable amount of time. Now, they may work for a good portion of time, maybe a short period of time, but in the long haul, doing the same styles of exercises Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, your body's going to adapt. And that's just life. That's how the human body is. It's a very, very complex machine, and it's going to adapt. And that's a good thing. But you're going to have to change it. Whether you are doing HIIT, plyometrics, you know, overall fitness, time management, doing the workouts, if you're used to doing short workouts, finding results faster, you may want to change it a little bit to a little bit longer. Try to do something that will help you mix that up a little bit. So the things that I do, and I do a lot of different fitness exercises and activities. And I started, you know, working out at home, not going into the gym. I was afraid of going into the gym and things to do that because, you know, it's very daunting and very intimidating. So I did a lot of workouts at home, got some dumbbells, resistance bands, and I just followed workout routines that you would find on the internet. Results were good for me at first. You get a little bit of results, get some muscle gain, lean muscle mass, you started to lose some weights, start to get on the treadmill, start to run outside, start to get on the elliptical, start to do that, and start to get more cardio, more heart healthy workouts. And I saw some results. But eventually, you know, my initial goal was to gain muscle and lose weight like a lot of folks do. It's a very basic goal, but it's a very effective one. But the thing is, those types of exercises that you would do at home are effective, but you need to change them up. So if that's in case for my point, getting more heavier weights, focusing on the actual exercise itself, maybe you've been doing the exercises, let's say push-ups or sit-ups, and you've been modifying it, and you're noticing now that injuries or injuries that you were doing to modify these exercises don't exist as much anymore, or it's a little bit easier to do full sit-ups. Start working your way up into those modules. Start working your way up into the next level of exercises if your body can handle it. If not, take your time going through those exercises. Sometimes, and I'll give the push-ups, for example, because it's such a great movement to kind of show how to break up workout plateaus. You have modalities, so you have different types of modifications. Sometimes you will go on your knees, then you're on your toes. Maybe you're not bending the elbows all the way down to get the chest to the ground. Maybe you're going halfway, a third of the way. So there are steps involved in that. So work your way up. If you're only used to doing them on your knees, try a couple of them on your toes if your body will allow to. Or if you are doing full push-ups, for instance, work slower. Some of the push-ups don't have to go super fast. Go into a tempo, start doing tempo style push-ups, even when the workout program that you're following is telling you to go faster. Take it slower. Even going slower in some of the exercises, small little changes is going to help you out. So take a look at your fitness programming itself. See what you can tweak. You know, our videos, we try to make sure that we're covering a whole slew of different fitness aspects from beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Step up. If you're in the beginner, try to step up to intermediate. If you're following another fitness program, there are different modifications that you could do to step up to the different levels of workout. So try doing that for yourself. So take a look at your fitness programming. So some of the exercises, of course, during a plateau, you're going to get used to. Try something new. Maybe if you're only integrating that new type of exercise just a couple of times a week or even just a few minutes a day. If you want to do, again, more complex movements with sit-ups or push-ups, or you're going to be lifting heavier. Maybe the programming asks you to do something for 15 to 20 reps with a lighter weight. Maybe in this case, if you feel stronger today, grab a heavier weight, reduce the rep count. You don't have to do the 15 to 20 reps with heavier weight. Go with a heavier weight, and that will mix up your body. You want your body continually guessing. You kind of want to jumble it up. You kind of want to have it confused. You want your muscles always guessing about what you want to do. Your muscles, your mind, your body, you want it always to adjust and adapt. That's where your change is going to go. You don't get to advance to your goals by sitting around and doing the same thing every day. You know, even at work, you always want to get better. You want to get the promotion. You want to do things that will move you up in your career. You always have to adapt and learn new skills and new techniques to adapt to that career or to that job. You need to do the same thing with your fitness. So adapt, find something slightly different that you can do slowly, and then you can integrate that into your daily routine. I know some of you folks out there are yogis. You guys do yoga 3 to 4 to 5 times a week, and there are different modalities of yoga, different styles of yoga. That's okay. But if you're not getting strong, or you're not going to be able to hold your plank longer, or your inversions are going to be are difficult because you don't feel like your muscles or your core is strong enough, try exercises at the gym. Pick up some weights. Start lifting some weights. They don't have to be heavy, but they have to be specific to the body group. So, you know, for instance, shoulders and biceps and stuff, if you guys want to do inversions, or if you want to get a stronger core, you want to do a little bit more core-based exercises with weights and resistance, you may have to go to the gym. You may have to get some equipment, or you may have to do calisthenic movements or other types of HIIT style training to jog up the muscles and get that going. So try something new, even if, again, I said, if it's just once a week or just a few minutes a day. Look at the opposite end of the spectrum as well. For instance, like I said, we'll go back to the yoga. Yoga is usually slow, methodical, and also isometric. So it's very slow, methodical, isometric. You're holding your body weight. You're not moving through flows too quickly. Look at the opposite side of the spectrum, like I said. Look at HIIT type training or plyometric type training, even if you're just going to go into the gym to lift some weights. Cross training is extremely effective. A lot of athletes out there are doing cross training. Football players are integrating other types of high performance exercises that are not done on the field. They're also in the yoga studio. They're in studios doing yoga to help with stretching, to help with range of motion and mobility, which translates back into a higher performance athlete. And they're not plateauing. They're getting better because of it. So sometimes you need to look at the opposite end of the spectrum to see where you can gauge and try to find a happy medium. Again, yoga to weightlifting, maybe some high impact activities, functional fitness training. If you're a strength trainer and you are strength training and you're slinging a lot of weights around, maybe more cardio based movements, because I know weight trainers, if you're at the gym, don't necessarily have a lot of cardio based movements. And then some of your plateaus that I see with bodybuilders is you still have a significant amount of body fat. Add some cardio. As we already know, weight training and cardio-based movements are the best combination for weight loss or results to get where you need to be. So add some more cardio. For those of you guys who are running out there, all my runners and walkers, you know, you can also change your plateau by running a little longer, holding that run interval for a little bit longer instead of 1 minute, add another 15 seconds or 30 seconds. By doing that more and more and more and mixing it up, not only are you getting better, but you are going to eventually break your plateau. Other things you can do, I know we're going to go right into it. There's always changes with, you know, changes, small changes. And I'll keep saying this again over and over again with your plateau, small changes over time. And you keep adding those small changes over time, it ends up to be a bigger result in the future. And you're going to be able to get step by step to the goal. Your goal is at the end, and your journey to get to that goal is going to be all over the place. And I promise you, it's not going to be a straight line. There's going to be things like life that happens, and we all know what happens with that, and everybody struggles with it. It's a challenge, but if it wasn't hard, then everybody would be doing it, and it wouldn't be as fun, and it wouldn't be as fulfilling and challenging. We're going to get right into another portion of plateau with weight loss, and everybody already knows this. It's food. So what are we going to watch when we eat food? Now, I'll tell you this right away before you go and take everything out of your pantry and throw it in the trash and then start all over. Again, you don't want to make huge changes to your diet. If anything, write that journal for the week or a few days. See what you're eating. Take a look at what you're eating. Your body also gets used to nutrition. When you are getting better in your fitness levels and you're starting to see results, if you're at plateauing at a particular point in time, that means that you have gone through your journey and you're being successful, and it's now time to readjust. All right, so don't think that it's like a wall where I'm not going to get past this. I'm not going to get to my goal. You know, the other part of fitness is the diet and the food. So one thing that I can suggest to take a look at is write a journal. See where your food intakes are at. One of the big things is the more and more in shape that you get, or the more you get closer to your goals, you're going to automatically have to readjust your food intake. The stronger you get, the faster you get, the more healthier you get, you're going to want to readjust the machine, and that's your body, with different types of better foods or more foods as you get in shape and healthier. And that's a benefit. Folks that are in shape or folks that are working out every day, you notice this, and you already know, I'm eating a lot more, Chris, or I'm eating a lot more. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know, your calorie burn through your workouts need to be consistent. And in order for that to occur, part of breaking the plateau is eating more, but not necessarily just stuffing your face with everything and anything. It is eating more healthier, eating more clean, and ingesting more healthier calories and fats to fuel the machine. So that way your workout quality can get better when you do work out. So that's one thing that you have to adjust. It's a shift and adjustment. Think about it as moving up to the next level in your job or getting a promotion. Your body and your fitness and health is moving up to the next level. So that means more responsibility in looking at what your diet and nutrition is. One thing you can do is potentially take a look at your carbs or your carbohydrates that you're taking in. If you were in your weight loss journey and you lost the initial 25 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds by cutting a lot of carbs out, that's great. But eventually your body is going to get into what I call the sweet spot. It's going to start to know what it needs, where it needs to be, where it needs to look like. And weight loss is going to get more and more difficult as it gets to that point. When you get to that point, that's an awesome place to be. Now it's time to just adjust it. So take a look at your carbs. You know, it's a temporary solution to see if anything changes if you cut more carbs out, but you also need to be careful that you still have enough sugar and carbohydrates, healthy carbs that can help you in your workouts, to that way you can burn the appropriate energy for it too. So check your sugar or carb content on your beverages. You know, if you're still drinking sodas, you probably still at this point probably need to cut it out. You know, different types of sauces. You know, you like your barbecue with barbecue sauce, you may have to cut that out. Sugars, your processed foods, breads maybe have to be cut out for a couple of weeks or so to see how that is. You know, all of these carbs contribute to bloating, which makes you feel bigger and makes you feel heavier. So sometimes these carbohydrates have to be removed. So eliminating these types of foods right away for a few weeks to see where you're at. And if you feel lighter, you feel better, that might be something that you can keep out of your fitness journey until you're ready to bring that back in and be able to manage that much more effectively. As you get over your plateau, you know, you want to slowly start introducing, like I said, those types of foods back, especially if they were healthier carbs, and just to see where you're at. So you don't want to, again, you don't want to take everything off the table all at once. You want to really just zone in and zero in on what exactly those are going to be. Your diets, like I say, they ebb and they flow with your fitness. As you get more into your goal, getting closer and closer to your goal, you're going to find out that your diet's going to change, like I said. So just make sure you're aware of it. Your fitness changes, your diet changes. Have some awareness of yourself. Take an assessment every day, or take an assessment at the end of the week on Sunday and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do Monday through Saturday. I need to stick with these types of goals every day. And hopefully by the end of the week, I'm at that portion at least 80% of the time. I like the 80%, 20% rule, where I'm going to be very healthy in picking the healthier foods 80% of the time. And then that allows me, and it allows life to happen, that 20%. And then most of the time for me, it's mostly almost closer to 90% of the time that I'm doing pretty well with my diet. Folks that are out there that are having these healthier alcoholic beverages, thinking that it's going to be good for you, it might be okay for a while, but you may want to take out alcoholic beverages to begin with, because alcohol is still a sugar and it doesn't do well with fitness results over time, especially if you're trying to do and get to some earlier goals earlier on. So try to take out the alcohol for a little bit of time. I know it's not going to be fun when you go out and socialize, but that's something that you need to sacrifice just for a short period of time, so that way you can feel good about yourself and getting into those goals. It's just a temporary movement, a temporary change. The other thing too you want to take a look at is your fresh fruits and vegetables. How much are you eating of that? Making sure that those are into your diets, macronutrients, or, you know, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, have that in your diet on an everyday basis. Take a look at that. It is a great way to feel full and feel good throughout the day. So load up your foods with more fresh fruits and vegetables, and just make sure that if you are going to be eating fruits, my suggestion to you, I'm not a licensed nutritionist or something, but it's just through my experiences, is that try not to have a lot of the sugary fresh fruits towards the end of the night. Those sugars aren't going to do you any good while you go to sleep. If anything, that what your body does is just turns it back into fat. And so you want to do is just make sure throughout the day that you have good fresh fruits throughout the day to help you be full and have some energy. The vegetables are always going to be good for you. There's always going to be benefits with vegetables. And I don't have any necessary restrictions on how much vegetables and stuff that you have to eat throughout the day. It's always going to be good to have some vegetables. Increase your protein intake. For my bodybuilders out there, folks who are slinging weight heavier and heavier every day as you go through functional training programs, your protein intake is going to go up. Protein fuels muscle growth. And if that's part of your plateau and you're not seeing any muscle growth, protein intake is going to be very important for you. So you want to take a look at your protein intake, increase it a little bit, add more lean protein with your meals, try to keep a rough idea about the calorie percentage or how the increase is and see what those results are. Again, I can't stress it enough. If you are really wanting to break this plateau, even if you're on your phone and you want to write a note on your phone, keep a log, keep a food journal. There are apps out there that'll let you do it. Write it down. You've heard our other podcasts with macronutrients or, you know, tracking macros. Write it down. Sometimes actually writing it down is going to be much better knowing that you've spent some time getting it into memory than just typing it on a computer or your smartphone. Changing your diet. And this is another one that is a big thing too. Changing your diet styles, whether it's maybe I'll go a little bit vegan because I feel like the dairy products and stuff they don't make me feel well. Maybe going vegan for a little bit. Another thing that you've already probably seen at this point is we have that podcast out there now with intermittent fasting. So take a look at that and see how intermittent fasting and ketosis plays a role in getting to breaking that plateau or getting the results that you want to. They're very important diets out there, and I'll call them diets, but very important types of food plans that you can follow, food styles and programs that you can follow that could potentially break your plateau. So take a look at that, your intermittent fasting, you know, going vegan, changing up the types of diets that you want, adding a little bit more fruits and vegetables, taking a look at your proteins, things of that nature. So take a look at all that. Big other thing too, as you get more in shape and into your fitness journey is water. How important is water? I can't stress it enough. And I am the number one person that probably does not drink enough water. And I'll tell you that it's very important. It's a struggle for me. You may not feel, and I can sympathize with a lot of you guys. You may not feel like you need to drink the water, but you most likely certainly need to drink a lot of water. I can't stress enough. Now there are apps and there are programs out there where you can calculate and they adjust to you. You know, I have a smartwatch. My smartwatch tells me all the time when to drink, how much to drink. If I'm not drinking enough, it'll let me know and it will adjust to you throughout the day. So if you are drinking enough, it will let you know and adjust. If you are not, it will let you know. So drink more water. People I know, they neglect to drink water. I do it a lot of time. They'll replace it with like an electrolyte drink, like a sports drink. I won't name those brands, but you know those brands. You cannot replace water. Water is life. You just meant to make sure that you want to drink clean water, good water. So nice spring filtered water is good. What happens is that if you don't drink enough water and folks go, oh, I feel much more bloated when I drink water. Water is essential to bodily functions. Your organs function over it. Your brain is an organ. You need your water to help function throughout the day, especially through your cognitive processes, especially through fitness. Your brain is working at a much higher level when you're doing fitness exercises. If you're not getting enough hydration, not getting enough H2O, those functions are reduced. And that's also not good for other internal organs that you have, especially if you are dehydrated working out. So drink a good amount of water, a bottle of water, 45 minutes to an hour before you work out, hydrate before, especially if you're in these hot states like we're here in Florida, you need to drink a lot of water. I don't care if it's cold outside, still drink water. You still need to use it for energy and to maintain those critical functions as you go through your workout. Plateau also can affect the mind. And you've heard a lot of mental health series is up to this point with Coach Cece talking about meditation and stress control. And I can't stress it enough, again, is if you're having a lot of high level of stress at work, at home, with family, with yourself, with your personal goals, I know plateauing is also going to play a role contributing to that stress. Find some way to meditate. Find some way to reflect. Again, journaling, journaling your day, journaling your week. And I said, and again, for me, I'll tell you again, yoga for me has been instrumental in the way that I manage stress. You can carry that type of practice throughout the day at work, when you're working out, through other types of high interval training exercises, functional training exercises, bodybuilding. Yoga has helped me a lot. So if you haven't tried out yoga, go to yoga and give it some time, a little bit of time, and it's going to help you control your stress. Or you can take some tips that you've seen on our other podcasts with Coach CeCe about how to manage your stress and how to manage your mental health. But I'm telling you, your brain is extremely important. Obviously, on top of the water that you're going to be taking, stress control is a big deal. And you hold it in, your body will hold it in. It'll hold abdominal fat. It'll hold fat somewhere just because it's stress. So try to meditate, try to cool down that brain 5 to 10 minutes a day before you go to sleep. When you wake up, try to have some sort of vision or some sort of thing that you want to do to clear your mind throughout that day. And if you follow, you know, most of these tips, tricks, you know, personal things that you can do throughout this podcast, you know, there's a lot of information here. But if I had to pick a few things here, just make sure that you look at your programming, introduce something new, even if it's something small. Do something, small changes, take a look at your diet. You don't have to change your diet 180 degrees the other way. Take a look at it, cut out alcohol, cut out a little bit of the carbs. You know, take a look at how your brain, how your mind works throughout the day. If you have a high stressful job, see what you can do to have a work-life balance of it over time. Try to do these steps a few hours a day, few steps a day. And over time, that plateau should break. And I can't tell you if it's going to break in 2 weeks or a month or a couple of months, but it will break. Just stick at it. You got to this point, which means that you're getting to a good point where you can change your fitness. So with that being said, this is today's episode for the podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining in on today's podcast, to what to do when your weight loss has plateaued. Don't forget, please like and subscribe to all of our podcasts, so that way you guys can get some notifications. So we'll see you guys here next time for our next episode. Thank you guys.